Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
He has lifted up the spoon.
This is Heinz. I don't even need to taste it. Here, this is Heinz.
Yeah, he's sick.
I won't taste it.
That's Heinz.
No, it
he
is.
He got it wrong. Did he get it wrong? Did he get it wrong? Oh, my God.
That's a red
Heinz.
That is not Heinz.
What just happened here? Unbelievable.
I'll taste it. I tried to get a little fancy.
Okay, so Landry went by looks. Now we're going to mix it up again. This is round two.
No, I won't mess up the taste.
All right, Landry,
if I mess up the taste, I'm not doing the show today. So Lopez and Figgy on the one.
All right, here we go. The spoon is up to his lips. He is consuming the ketchup as we speak right now at 9:46 on Sports Radio 610.
That's Hans like a mofo.
That's Heinz!
He got it wrong again! What a disgrace!
Y'all are doing it right. This is not real.
Let
me see the other one.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Ketchup is disgusting by itself, no matter the brand. That's the lesson here. Mm-hmm. If I dipped it in a French fry, that would have been a W.
Sure, but it would have.
Don't eat ketchup by itself. It's absolutely disgusting. Also, don't let OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, by the way, Figgy Fig with you at noon. Thank you very much for tuning in. Shout out to all the loopholes, all the people in Houston. We know you got choices of who to listen to, and we appreciate your ears. All right, here coming up in 40 minutes, it's going to be the Think Tank, and I think I might get roasted. But nobody will die on a ledge with a bad take like my man John Lopez. And I got to tell you, John, I absolutely respect that you're willing to die on that ledge. For the people just tuning in right now that are heading to lunch, tell them what opinion you just shared at the in the last segment that you're getting completely roasted like a marshmallow for.
I really feel a lot of football fans are conditioned old school ways, including young fans. And that's what I was trying to say last segment. I think this is... they're not enlightened to the fact that I would rather practice well than practice miserable. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Define practice well, because you
in good conditions, good footing,
we
get your plays right, get your
practice.
Timing right. Because what you're basically saying is because the New England Patriots practice outdoors, that they're not going to slip on the field because they practiced on
no,
it.
No, I'm saying they're
more. Or they're less likely to slip
on the field.
I'm saying
they're going
to
be more prepared for their for the conditions that they're going to face on Sunday.
But that's not
and
true.
My definition of practice well is preparing yourself for the for in-game situations that you're going to be in. And if you're going to play in bad conditions, bad weather conditions, I think practicing in bad weather conditions is what I would consider well.
And I think that's how you have been, and a lot of football fans have been conditioned, and I think that's absolutely overrated. I'm not saying it has no value. I've said from the very beginning, I think it's vastly overrated, and it is. It really is. I want to practice well. I want to get it timing right, done right, all that. Somebody gave me a false equivalency on the text board, 713-572-4610. Well, they practice with noise, don't they? They practice so they can practice their hand signals. You can do that with noise or without. I've seen teams do it both. You know, so it's not, no, I want good practices, man. It's not dying on a hill. I think it's right. I think it's the way teams should do. And by the way.
Bless your heart, Lopez.
By the way.
Bless your heart, man.
I looked it up in the break. The Kansas City Chiefs are practicing all week. It's going to be 5 degrees on Sunday in the bubble.
That's because they're used to it. They're used to this weather.
Cause they're used to five degrees.
They played in it last week. They practiced outdoors before last week.
Like it was in the 30s.
They had to practice outdoors last week.
But they're in the bubble this week.
They're in the bubble this week, but they're
so you're saying they're wrong. They're going to lose.
No, I'm saying the Patriots aren't used to what they're going to see in Kansas City.
They live in freaking Boston.
But they're not, they don't play in they aren't playing in these kind of conditions right now.
They played in cold weather too.
John. So your idea of practice well is basically, this is more of the new age football thing. You think that everything has to be perfect and you have to have the perfect footing and that's what you consider.
I want to get the best out of my guys at practice, and you can't do that in cold
weather. Preparing them for their situation that
they're going to face. Can you get the best out of them in cold weather? Can you get the best out of them?
Can you get the best out of them?
Yeah.
In practice, you can because that's what you're going to play in. So you practice in cold weather,
you're going to get the exact same practice you do indoors.
No, but you're not going to play the actual game that matters indoors.
But neither are the Chiefs.
George, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can see both sides of it.
All right, thanks for the call. I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
I'm just messing with you.
I kind of go with John a little bit because you can practice good without being outside. You can have the right equipment, but as far as you're not gonna adapt in a week. You know, a week of practice, you're not gonna adapt to the cold weather. Like, you know how you said friends from up north moved and they're used to mm-hmm. the cold weather a little bit better. They'll adapt a lot better. But as far as shoes and what kind of gloves to wear and stuff, yeah. But as far as practicing, yeah, you're not going to get the best practice working in the cold.
Well, obviously you're not going to be 100% prepared, but you're going to be more prepared.
But that's my
than
whole point.
Didn't. Yeah, but you want to be as prepared as possible. I'm not sitting here saying that all of a sudden the Patriots are going to go have a couple practices outdoors and then all of a sudden they're going to be basically wearing short sleeves and running around out there like they're
but they do
like
wear track short stars. Sleeves.
But they're going to be prepared. They're going to be more prepared than they would have been had they not practiced outside.
Incorrect. I think that's overrated.
Shout out to
the ladies.
That's
my whole point. It's overrated.
Terry, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm a lot older than John even, but I agree with him because back when I was in the military, and I'm born and raised here, when they send you to Germany, they expect you to know your job and be able to do it. They don't care what the temperature is. You can't practice in working in snow in 20-degree weather. And let me tell you something else. I worked at construction, the biggest part of my life, a construction manager. I've been in Australia and I've been in Alaska. You can't prepare. Now, there's people that quit the first day after they get there because they can't take it. But the mindset is, if I've got a job to do, the weather's not going to stop you to do it because you
Terry,
can't
let me
prepare.
Ask you, let me
no,
ask
you're right.
Question. Let me ask you a
you're
question
right.
real quick, Carrie, because, and by the way, sorry for, I thought this was a female, Carrie, so no disrespect to that. All right, so when you're preparing for the military, I get that you can't prepare for that. But do you not think that if the guys in charge would have had the option to practice outdoors that would resemble the 20-degree weather, they would have done it? Like, it's one thing if you don't have the option of doing it. But so you're telling me that you could have practiced? Like, you could have gone outside and practiced what you were going to practice in? Or you just didn't have that available to you?
In the mindset of the military today and the wussification back then, Landry, it was mind over matter. You had a job to do. You were, I trained at Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls and then was sent to Germany.
Yeah, but Wichita Falls, we appreciate the call, Kerry. My point is when you're training, and thank you very much for your service, my point is that they didn't have the option. You know, in Wichita Falls, you don't have the option of practicing.
Yeah, but they
in
still were prepared.
Weather. Yeah, but
they might have been better prepared.
That's because they're the baddest mofos on the planet. That's a military thing. But that's the I can assure you that if they would have had the option to train in 20-degree weather, they would have done it.
Not necessarily. You talk about dying on a hill. You're dying on this hill, and people are coming in and saying, "Yeah,
I
get it."
I saw you texting during the break. Kevin, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, so you know Tom Brady, who is arguably like the best cold weather quarterback ever, right, is on record saying that he's a machine in the cold because he knows exactly how to have his equipment in order to be the best that he can be, what PSI he needs the ball at, and all that other stuff. When you have a young quarterback like Mahomes, right, who only had one touchdown pass this past game, why wouldn't you want to expose him to the cold, right, see where he needs to be as far as his equipment is concerned so that way he can go out there and have a productive game? Yeah, granted, it's not perfect conditions, but game day is not going to be perfect conditions. You need your players need to know what they need as far as like their taping and stuff like that on their feet in order to have good footing. I mean, like, yeah.
But see, these are all things that have already been established.
Great call, Kevin. Thank you.
It's a decent call, Kevin.
That was awesome.
But these are things that have been established 50 years
ago.
Mark
that, Figgy.
You know, over the last 50 years, they know what PSI Mahomes likes. It's not like he's picking up a football for the first time. He's played in Lubbock, where it snows regularly. He knows what he wants. They know the equipment. They know the spikes. This is a training staff. But practicing the game plan for the New England Patriots, I want the best conditions to get the best practices.
Best practice is
emulating
the conditions you're going to play in.
Nope, you're not.
Okay, John McClain, you're going nope on me?
Nope.
William, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
All right, so
Guys, I got really bad news for y'all, and y'all aren't going to like this at all, but John's right, and I'm going to explain why John's right. So what you're trying to say,
great news.
And what you are trying to say is that practicing in the cold is going to give you a better practice because you think, in your brain right now, you think that means that you're going to be ready for game day. The problem is you have two big, huge, huge things going against you. Number one, whenever you're practicing anything, you always want the best conditions because that's why they say practice, practice, practice. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall, my man.
Wait. Who's they? I feel like you just said that and said they.
No, but there are coaches. To be fair, there are coaches that you know subscribe to my theory. And in fact, Andy Reid is doing it this week. That's they.
Not just that. People have said for all times, you get better through practice. And if you don't agree with that, then that's kind of crazy. But anyway. Yeah.
You're saying to go out in the same conditions you're going to play in on Sunday. I got to let you go there. When did I say
no?
Not
he
to
didn't
practice?
Finish his point.
He didn't have a point.
He did.
You're on In the Loop, Sam. Go ahead.
Yo, Andrew J Lo. All right, man. I got three smackdown now. First off, I'm smacking down that military guy, man. When I was in the Marine Corps, man, we trained in the heat in a tank, and then we went to Afghanistan because it's hot. And then when we had to go to snow, they put us in Bridgeport and then sent us to Korea because it's cold. Yo, second thing, Landry, you literally let me down on the ketchup thing this morning.
Yeah,
third thing, smack down on Landry, all right? J-Lo's right here, man. I want a productive practice all week. You know what I mean? If you slip in practice and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to remember not to slip on Sunday, that didn't make any sense,
exactly,
man.
You're basically saying, oh, because they're practicing outdoors, they're less likely to slip. No, they're not. If only we had somebody from Minnesota who could weigh in on this. Somebody who played in Minnesota who could weigh in on this.
You're fired.
Henry Thomas is joining us right now.
Tell him what a good practice is, Henry Thomas. So if Henry Thomas says it, then all the coaches subscribe to it.
It was like, we got somebody from Minnesota. Nah, I'm wrong.
No.
You feel like I'm going to disagree with you.
What I'm saying is, haven't you played for coaches that have done it both ways?
No.
Ever?
Never.
They always played outside. Practice outside.
I played for coaches even we were playing indoors, we were outside because that's all we had in Minnesota was outside. I mean, we had a little bubble that was 60 yards, but you couldn't get a lot of things done. But, I mean, you know, punting,
right,
kicking the ball, what have you. But far as if you're going to go play somewhere cold, you're going to practice outside? Oh, yeah. I mean, even when
coach in the NFL subscribes to that theory.
You have to do it. The ball's harder.
Every coach in the NFL subscribes to that theory.
I don't know if every coach does.
Andy Reid's doing indoors right now.
Because they're used to it. They just played in it.
Listen, we in Minnesota, when we played outside, even when we had to practice indoors because mm-hmm. the weather was so bad,
right?
They still had the garage doors open. They still had it cold. Balls are harder. Footing.
No, I get that. We talked about that. So what you're telling me is there were days in Minnesota where the weather was so bad outside, you had to practice indoors because you got a better practice in?
Because we couldn't practice in the elements because it was, you know, even though we had a dome.
Thank you.
It didn't allow us to practice out there.
Thank
you. Maybe it was lightning. How about that?
Okay. So any bad weather, you get a better practice indoors.
Not any bad weather.
Well,
just
the real bad weather, severe weather, you get a better practice done indoors.
He's defining better practice. Like, he is sitting here and being
Lester
right now.
Stop.
Better practice is preparing for what you're going to do on Sunday.
Stop. You're making up a definition. Stop. I didn't say it.
Hoyt.
Henry did.
You couldn't practice outside because of the weather.
Right.
It was
and you could get a better practice inside, right?
Nah, don't let him back you up. Don't let him cross examine you.
I'm not going to be backed into this.
Cross-examine you.
I've been on the stand before, and I feel. I'm just saying. I haven't been in a whole lot of setups, but the few I've been in feel just like this.
Don't let him get you. John Lopez can cross examine.
I didn't put those words in his mouth.
I'm just telling you that weather was too bad to accomplish mm-hmm. what you wanted. So you went indoors, but you still had the cold.
You know what?
You still had the wind.
I agree with you.
That's it.
I agree with you, Henry Thomas, right there.
You're the worst,
Tom. I agree with you right there.
So you're saying the team that practices indoors is going to win because they have better practice?
No, but
that's
I'm not
like what you just
said. No, it's not. I never said those words.
They're going to have perfect practices inside.
Nope.
You just said
never
you have
did.
A better practice
never
inside.
Never said those words.
So
I did
better.
Say that.
So they're because they're prepared better, they're practicing better, they're going to beat the Patriots?
Never said that. Okay. Never said that.
So you're saying the Patriots are going to win then?
Turnabout's fair play.
So you're saying the Patriots are going to win?
We'll see who he thinks. We'll
because
see.
Because they practiced outside.
No, don't give it away.
Okay. Then we can agree on that. We can agree on that.
We're going to hear who Henry does think is going to win in that cold weather game. We're also going to hear what he thinks about all the other action going on this Sunday, as well as what he thought about the games from the past weekend. That's next. Henry Thomas brought to you by Tom Peacock Cadillac on Sports Radio 6.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.